All right, we're ready to have a rip-roaring racist good time.
Are you going to hit record?
I already hit record.
J'aime le poussoir.
You fucking imbecile.
J'aime le poussoir.
You
stupid. You guys like my new French tape?
The Muzzy for fat people?
Mm. Who's Muzzy, motherfucker?
Muzzy was that, like, French.
How about it's Cuzzy and it's Muzzy and he's still French, but now he's like a black guy that's like a Crip. You know, and he's like, ça va, cuz?
Nice,
he's
man.
Blue.
Nice.
He's Cuzzy.
You guys can't, you guys can definitely can't speak any other languages, right?
Ça va, cuz? I can say that, bitch.
Ça va means what's up or how?
Ça va just means like.
Hello?
Nah, it means, I think it translates literally to like, it goes. So it's like, you know, like.
Ça va bien?
Yeah.
It's going well?
Yeah, like that, yeah. Or
how's
like,
it going, maybe?
You know, like, we're going to go to the store.
Ça va?
Ça va? Is like,
ça va?
You know, something
ça
like
va.
That.
Ça va?
Un.
Ça va
in me,
my asshole.
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, quatre. Sept, huit, neuf, dix.
Yes.
Dix,
onze.
Dix, onze?
Yeah, onze is 11.
You took French in school, Sal?
Yeah, these nudes. I did.
These nudes?
I took Spanish.
I took French 1 for 3 years. In middle school, you took French 1, like, you took the first half of French 1 in 7th grade, the second half in 8th grade, and then in high school, they were like, well, great, you can start at French 2, and I was like, oh, no. I won't be starting at French 1. I will be skipping the line.
No.
In 7th grade, I took French 1, and then in 8th grade, I took French 1B.
Hell yeah.
Because they had like to be like, yeah, you weren't good enough.
Yeah.
So you only
have
to repeat half the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I just like nailed French 1 because I already learned all that shit. I just failed the last test.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to study. It was great.
Yeah, dude, that's high school was awesome.
Yeah.
And that's where, in my French class, that is where I saw 9/11 happen.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah.
I was in gym.
I was eating a baguette.
I was
tower went down. Yeah.
And then the teacher's like, yes.
Like, we have dinner, don't eat.
This is what they get for changing the name of French fries. I'm like, that hasn't happened yet. Shut up.
I found out on my clock radio from the 98.5 Morning Zoo.
Are you sure it wasn't on your suck cock radio?
Ooh, was it on that, Adam?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was on my clock radio because I was on the
suck cock radio.
I was a Pacific time zone kid. So, and then I woke up my parents. I said, today's 9/11, guys. Did you not see the calendar?
This isn't 9/11 related, but this is French teacher related. My high school French teacher, someone wrote graffiti on the desk that I, you know how you guys remember, it was different period, so it wasn't just your desk. And he pulled me aside and he was like, I know what you did. And I was like, what? No,
you're
I didn't
French?
Do anything. Yeah, and he loved me. I was like, one of his favorites. And I could see the despair in his eyes. He was like, on your desk, it said, Mr. Aziz is faggot. I was like, no, Mr. Aziz, it was not me.
Damn, somebody wrote I'm a faggot on his desk.
Mr. Aziz puts his fingers in a woman's mouth.
In the claw.
Weirdly. Yeah.
He does the claw motion into a woman's mouth.
I saw Stavros, you hurt my feeling. I see a whole article you write on babe.net.
I was a
you say, Aziz, she's asked for white wine, but you get her red to imply that I am engaging rapey behavior. Whatever the fuck that means.
Stop eating puffins on mic, you fucking dunce.
Nobody can hear it.
Yeah, yes, I can hear it, dude.
Nobody
I'm wearing the headphones.
Adams is wearing the fucking
nobody
headphones.
Even knew I was tactically eating cereal.
They say, no more free Randy.
No.
I was getting my dick sucked a little bit, and then I tried to fuck. Now everyone knows. It's salute. Very embarrassing.
Salute to Mr. Aziz.
Salute to Mr. Aziz.
Mm-hmm. My Moroccan.
Sorry.
My Moroccan. teacher.
I want to get real successful and then like just pick up young women and bring them back to my apartment and then lock the door and make them watch me use that racing wheel just for hours, just seeing how long it takes before I can get an article like that written about me.
You ruin their comedy career.
Just people don't know how to. yeah. Have my managers threaten them.
Dave Becky, how much he loves video games and didn't try and fuck you. Everyone's gonna think he's gay and weird. Say he tried to fuck you.
Say he raped you.
You still can't do any shows, but you definitely better say
they're like,
you.
Wait, Mullen's with Dave Becky? And he's like, no, this is just my thing. I don't even know him. This is just what I like to do. Call people up and give them the business.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's like Dave Becky calling up women and threatening them for like trying to expose Louis C.K. is probably the most a manager has ever done for a client. in a strange way, that makes
him... Say what you will, the man works for his clients. Yeah.
That makes him one of the best managers. That's what makes him like the guy.
Right,
you know?
Right.
What makes him a fucking good manager.
Yeah, it's hard to get an email. I can't get an email back.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even have a manager. If you have a management company and are interested in the services of Stavi Baby, please message me at... Suck my nuts at... No, just on my website. It's very available. Stav at stavi.biz for all inquiries. If you want to threaten women that are trying to go public with that story about
and
how
there
it wasn't
that
hard... And
there are a lot of them.
No, there are not. There, are, no,
there, there
are
is
not.
Just a...
For some reason, they come to me.
Yeah. A phone book slang.
No, there are not.
Of women who have been sexually disappointed / disgusted... And are forced into
therapy.
No,
it's always a nice time. We're always having a nice time.
Yeah.
Now, maybe, sure, does it take a couple pumps to get my penis all the way up to fucking...
Oh, you use your birthday present?
Yeah. Well, I tried, but it's a wet pump. So what am I going to get
in
the
water
fucking bathtub and jerk off? I'll be like, what? I'm like, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom. And then I come back dripping wet with a hard-ass dick.
It's not funny. For some people, finding out Stav fucks, and it's only men. For some reason, women get it. But like the...
What's up, girls?
Yeah,
right. Because he's confident and funny.
Right, exactly. But when and a nice guy. Like, when men hear that Stav fuck, it's like... Some Brooklyn Heights, like, Hillary woman not understanding how Donald Trump won the election.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, Mr. Cheeto, sure, he's going to win. And then just living in fucking constant despair after realizing the world doesn't reflect what you thought it did.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah.
Your girl's pussy has some economic anxiety.
You know,
baby.
It does. It's funny because I don't like the... The lecherousness, right? I don't. Mm-hmm.
You don't like horniness.
I don't like horniness.
Which really,
but seeing how angry it makes people when they realize that you fuck, I really enjoy that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Because all theirs is like a subdued horniness that can't express itself,
right.
Which is even worse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely worse.
Those people should be killed first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get to me.
Yeah,
yeah. Like guys that think.
No,
that
I'll sate my bloodlust with that.
Yeah. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
But we found it. That's honestly the biggest tension in our relationship is that you can't enjoy when I fuck. But now that
what are you
a way
talking about?
Trolling,
we all like
no,
when
now
you
Nick found out the way to enjoy it.
No, he doesn't like your. He doesn't like your
fuck.
Horniness.
I don't like the horniness.
Yeah, he doesn't like your performative horniness.
Which is
fake.
No,
which he's calling you out for being
fake.
Oh,
no, I never said it was fake. I think it's,
thank you.
I think it's indulgent.
It is indulgent.
I mean,
all indulgence.
I mean, it's definite, yeah, of course.
My whole being is not being able to not do what I want to do. That's my biggest issue. I love drugs and sucking on titties.
And food.
And chocolates.
Yeah.
And a whole, and
my thing is
foods.
I've already done all the things that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me nothing.
No, you probably have some more stuff on your list.
No, not really.
Did you ever learn how to code?
I mean, I did that, yes. And I did the racing wheel thing kind of as a joke, but it was like, I mean, I bought an $800 racing wheel. I mean, if that doesn't do it,
yeah.
Here we are a year later.
Hmm.
But I'm glad it's fall, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
A million times better.
We definitely should hit a cabin.
Yeah.
Let's do a show in like Vermont or something and then stay there for a couple days.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I really would.
Especially, we should do it right when we get back. So we
just
do,
always be on tour.
From Japan.
We're professionals.
Mm-hmm. Professional podcasters.
We should always be on fucking tour. I'm one of the most professional people.
You're eating.
stop, because then I'm going to start eating puffins, too.
Dude,
then...
have them. I put them out there for
they
you.
They are very tasty.
Okay.
Good cereal. Shout out to the Puffins Corporation. The peanut butter flavor is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon's pretty good,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
Peanut butter is very good.
So, Stav, you just got back from the Midwest.
Yo, shout out to Chicago. Shout out to Detroit. You guys got to go do the Lincoln Lodge, bro.
Yeah.
It was mm-hmm. awesome. That place fucking rocked.
I heard people were giving you mad pills.
I did take a loose pill from somebody who just handed me a Klonopin.
How about instead of the Lincoln Log, it's the Blinkin' Log, right? And then mm-hmm. the mascot is a dick, and then the dick mm-hmm. hole is it's winking.
I like that.
You know,
that's does cool. it have a little eyebrow? The top of the foreskin, yeah. maybe? It could
it's
be the
got
eyebrow.
A monocle, but there's no other eye.
Okay.
Jesus.
And it's the Blinking Log.
That's cool.
Does it have a beard?
Yeah, a little Abe Lincoln beard. Abe okay. Lincoln hat. It's also Abe Lincoln.
It's Abe Lincoln.
So
oh,
then it
cool.
comes back to Lincoln.
Whoa.
You know?
Nice.
So then it's the Blinkin', but it's spelled B-L-I-N-C-O-L-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the Blinkin'.
Nice.
The Blinkin' Hog.
Yeah. And people are like, what direction are they?
The Blinkin' Hog.
Where is this?
Because it's a double. It's both. It's... I love it. I love Blinkin' Hog. It's like, wait, what is this from? Lincoln Log, of course, you fucking idiot. The Blinking Hog is a play on Lincoln Log. It's so
Abe
obvious
Lincoln.
It's a dick.
Abe Lincoln.
With a monocle for some reason. And a top hat. And it's winking at you.
Yeah,
which
dude.
I don't know how we would even
come on, man.
Show winking.
Haven't you ever seen a business before?
I think you would wink.
Haven't you ever been to a restaurant in your life?
Isn't the whole point of winking that one eye stays uh-huh. open?
No, blinking and winking mean the same thing.
Huh?
Blinking and winking.
No,
is,
blinking is one, two eyes. And
oh, so
winking is
winking
one eye.
Well, it stands for by winking.
By winking, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, nice.
Two cool. winks. That's so smart, man.
Nick, you're the smartest one for sure.
I'm really into etymology these days.
Hey, I'm really into edamameology.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Damn, I had nice. One night where I was like, just there was some edamame and I was eating it. I'm like, man, all this fucking edamame is like, it's all empty, and then I realized mm-hmm. that it was just sucking Amber's leftover edamame shells.
That's a sad feeling.
I, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's a sad feeling. Oh, or when you go for the bowl.
It was pretty awful.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
that's
pretty terrible.
Fucking disgusting.
That's really sad.
It's really gross. And I went through like five of them before I realized it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like someone just like, it's not like drinking from a straw or a water
oh,
bottle.
No, it's something that's
it
been
was
sucked on.
Completely sucked. Submerged in their
yeah,
mouth
yeah, yeah.
and sucked on.
Yeah. No,
I did that with a dick. My
it's like a level of intimacy I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I had to move out, honestly.
Yeah, that makes
it.
Sense, man.
The edamame thing.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of fucking sense.
I just saw me. Ernest this morning. I'm cat sitting right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Did you fuck him?
He's fat, dude. Yeah. He's fat again.
Hell you yeah. gained weight, man.
Yeah. And
so it all came
weight.
Back.
Yeah.
You got big as shit and on tour.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I can't stop getting fucked up. It's awesome. I am going to die like every fat comic, man.
Yeah.
It just feels too good.
You're going to be dead in 5 years.
No, I'm not.
I don't know what's going to happen with the show.
I'm not going to be dead.
You should,
relax.
You should try to get cast as in Confederacy of Dunces.
You should try to get cast in, like, plaster. And so that you're
save
incapable of
yeah.
moving.
Han Solo
style. And you have to be fed through
yeah.
a tube.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You could just get her that kind of casting.
Nah, dude, listen. Okay, I'm basically off the road until we go to Japan or whatever.
You're not going to be on diet in Japan.
Absolutely not.
That will suck.
But for a couple weeks before that, I'm going to get it together.
You go to Australia and you eat an entire kangaroo. Yeah.
It hops one hop into my mouth. The truth is, I truly have been abusing my body, and mm-hmm. I have felt horrible for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But every time I don't feel horrible for a second, I start getting fucked up, and that feels awesome.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is be sober for a couple weeks, maybe start taking Adderall again to suppress my appetite.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
And drugs. Then...
Yeah.
And then I'll be good
that's
to go,
a great
to, go
idea.
To get really buck
you know what
wild
you should do
Japan
is smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah. Start smoking cigs and chewing
it
gum.
My throat.
And doing Adderall.
You should get really into cigarettes and leather jackets.
Do the...
Leather jackets, maybe.
Maybe you should get Spanx.
No, I don't want that.
That's not going to lose weight. He's just going to show his ass more.
That's kind of nice. Actually, you know what? Maybe I do want that.
It'd be funny if you got into corsets.
You just got real busty, real hourglass top.
Yeah, I want my tits out.
Just like a fucking whore in the old West.
That would be fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
And then just my tits get big, because I'm not a fat man with titties. I've seen some of those guys. Yeah. But imagine if I could if all my stomach went to my tits.
Yeah, yeah.
I just have a flat stomach.
You do have like a bowling ball
and
shit.
Cheese.
Yeah, it's actually, as for obesity, it's probably the best case scenario.
Yes, yeah, you know what? Yeah, for regular obesity, it is the best.
You're not like a pudding shape.
I know. Listen, I wear my fat well.
Yeah.
As well as possible. And I'm a cute little rascal, dude. I know what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, shouts out to everyone in Chicago that came out to see me. Shouts out. I'm sorry, Cum Boy tried to give me drugs, but I
said no.
I couldn't go pick it up or something like that. I really appreciate the offer, and next time I'm in town, I will.
What kind of drugs?
A couple pills, Xannies, Klonopins. I was gonna stock up for the plane ride, because we got a dose for the plane ride
to Japan. Yeah,
yeah, dude,
knock that shit out.
It's gonna be a long ass.
That's
ride.
What I did on the way to South Africa. I did. Yeah. I took a half of a Xanax, like that Drake song.
Yeah,
yeah. It really does work.
Drake, I'm gonna find a TV show I haven't seen and download all the episodes.
Dude, they got a TV right on the at the seat.
Now
you can see
go
so
iPad,
much shit.
Plug my shit in. I'm gonna find a TV show and watch.
That's mm-hmm. what I did, actually. Last time I went to Japan, I watched all the Terminators.
Yeah, dude, I watched a bunch of Homicide, Life on the Street that way. That's how I got into Homicide.
Where were you going?
I forget. Just I had like been on the road and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
By
That's
the way,
a great show.
Isn't it hilarious that Drake is a pedophile? It seems like.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're missing.
We've
all
spoken
the shit,
it
dude.
Into
you're
existence.
Offline.
We've spoken a couple things into.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was us, right? Yeah. If it ain't penetration.
Well, although if it ain't penetration.
To be fair, it was me. In the car years prior.
No,
to the
it wasn't
podcast.
In the
no,
car.
That was
it was at Eric's apartment.
Well, we were walking
no,
around
no,
that
no.
neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it ain't penetration, ain't illegal, dog.
That was the
Baltimore.
Night where you guys, no, you guys slept over at Eric's
nah,
apartment
nah,
right after.
I remember specifically because it crushed and I was proud of myself. We were by those you basketball courts.
Yeah,
in
yeah, in Bedside.
Yeah,
yeah
where
yeah.
the fuck that was.
When I was staying at Eric's, right, when we moved yeah. up, when I moved up, Stab was visiting for the weekend.
I thought he was driving around though. He'd driven up.
I feel
up.
Like I was driving.
Yeah,
yeah but you
up.
Crashed at Eric's that night.
Yeah,
got
but he drove,
in the
yeah, he drove
he
up.
He drove
so,
up.
Yeah, we were in his car by those basketball courts.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where ain't no penetration, ain't illegal dog.
Very funny.
Ain't no penetration, ain't illegal dog.
Yeah.
I'm gonna slip the diaper
anyway,
off.
But
that was before we had established this dynamic.
That's true.
Yeah.
We were just people that happened to hang.
We
sometime.
Were just friends. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the
he's
what
dating
was
an 18-year-old who he's known since he was 16. She was 16, and he
that's
texts,
borderline.
That's weird. And then he started.
That's not pedophilia. That's
it's
like
weird.
Just,
but he's texting. He's he's texting the girl from Stranger Things.
Yeah, but they've been texting for a while.
Yeah, but that's fucking.
I'm gonna start texting
weird,
the boy
bro.
From Stranger Things. Yeah,
which one? The lion
the
kid?
Toothless boy.
Yeah,
no, that's mine, dude. Come on.
You've
that's
been dips. Grooming him.
Yeah, Stav's been... like, I just have advice for him.
Yeah. About his
I just
teeth.
Care about. I got advice.
Yeah,
I just care about this young man's image.
That girl from Stranger Things does legitimately. I'm not defending Drake here, but she mm-hmm. looks like an old woman.
Here
of.
We go.
She does.
So here you should go. Be able to fuck children.
I'm
look
not
like
defending
old women?
Drake.
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
What you're saying?
Nope. Nope
you heard
nope.
it here first,
nope,
folks.
Nope,
Adam
nope.
Friedland, you should be able to fuck every child yeah.
that
looks
that
like
girl,
an old woman.
No, that girl, Bobby Brown.
Yes,
throw,
ma'am.
If you throw a gray wig
she
on,
looks
a,
like
on a little boy, go ahead and fuck his ass.
No,
okay, how about
no
this?
That's not what I'm
should
saying.
Should not be allowed to fuck like a 26-year-old that looks 14?
Interesting.
I'm not...
Because
I
you have fucked plenty of those women.
I prefaced. It's rude.
I mean, back in the ass. Day, I'd be like, wow, this girl is so hot, and she looks 12.
She looks like a child.
No, come on. That's not
has
true.
Big ass
some
12, eyes.
Yeah, some 12-year-old that dresses exactly like you.
Yes,
some Brooklyn
that's true.
Girl. With
she
like
was
a,
wearing your shirt.
Yeah, a Brooklyn girl with the same haircut as He-Man. And like... The like U.S. Open dad hat, and then like a rain.
That's
coat,
my hat.
Even though it's just always wearing a raincoat.
Yeah, yeah,
or something.
You're just
describing
a very long with very yeah. long sleeves. The
yeah.
raincoat.
This place fucking sucks. Let's get out of here. And they're like, we're outside. I don't know. Yeah, I mean life. It sucks. Let's get the fuck out of life.
Well, that's kind of your wave too, dude.
What do you mean my wave?
just referring to life that way. Anyway, the point I was saying
but
was
there was no.
I prefaced.
There was no.
No, no, we're I'm not going to make this. We're not going to make this. We're not going to make this into another me in the alleyway thing where you guys twist my words to make me seem like a bad person.
The alleyway thing. There was no twisting of words.
No,
you said
100%
would not help out a rape.
I never said
if
I
you
would
were wearing
not.
Sandals.
Stop. I never said that. I never said that.
Dude, let's check the tapes.
I wouldn't fucking help a rape if I was wearing
Can you
sandals.
Imagine if I said that? Oh, my God.
Okay, now we're back. That was Adam saying that.
Damn, I'm so glad we got that tape.
Shut up.
I'm so glad we invested in that tape machine. Oh, repeats the truth.
All I'm saying is,
before the cassette player of truth, dude. Cassette player of truth.
A lot
truth
of people
want to
know why the XLR cables have been fucked up for so long. It's because we spent $20 million on the tape.
The cassette player of truth. This man claimed no matter
it's made
what.
Made out of solid gold.
I never said. Oh, God damn it.
Dude, if there's one thing I wouldn't do in sandals, it's stop a rape.
I never said that.
Everything else, I'll go do. Take acid and go to Gettysburg.
Oh, my God.
That's a sandals activity. Go to the Holocaust Museum and snicker about every one of the exhibits.
I think it's cool that Drake's raping that girl.
I never said that.
To be fair, she looks hot.
I didn't say she looks hot.
She looks like a sexy old lady.
Oh, God damn it, guys. Now I'm just going to have to fucking hear this from guys with no chins.
No, man, go ahead. Months. What were you saying? Sorry, man. Just having a little bit of fun.
I think that girl looks weird. That was just the only point. She looks kind of like an old woman.
And you should be able to fuck her.
No,
Drake
I never
should
said
be able
that.
To fuck her. That's what you said.
You didn't even bring it up, but I literally defended that the gun guy like last week.
Yeah,
you didn't even think about that. Yeah. You're too busy thinking about yourself.
What do you mean?
You could just make this about me, and you didn't even.
Yeah, you defended the fucking 3D printed gun guy.
Doesn't matter now because I already pointed it out preemptively before you could think of it.
That's not how it works. You still said it.
Checkmate.
All right, let's run the tape back on.
You don't have access.
No. Let's run the tape back. Oh, fuck, dude. The 3D print.
Oh, wow. Eric was on the show.
Good one, Adam. Damn it, dude.
Damn.
I was gonna hop in, too, bro. No. But it was your bit.
Yeah, dude. Fucking here's me, Eric.
I saw Eric a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what's new? He's like, damn, I'm really into mushrooms. I'm like, nice. Oh, like tripping on mushrooms? He's like, no, just like
she showed it.
Like, just going picking them.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. I was going to say shishotos, but that's not a mushroom.
Shishito peppers?
Shiitake?
Shiitake, that's what I was thinking
Shit take mushrooms? I thought that was so funny when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, what? For real?
Shiitake, yeah.
Shit take mushrooms?
The guy, the new quarterback.
Hell yeah.
Well, I'll say it during the BetDSI promo, maybe.
But speaking of which, my favorite website, beatmeoffguys.com.
Beatmeoffguys.
Yeah, yeah.
BeatMeOffGuys.com, where you can, the premier sports betting website.
Wait, is this the real read?
Yeah.
It's BetDSI. We should probably say it.
BetDSI.
You already said BetDSI. Okay. But you can also, and one of our fans do this for us, buy BetMeOffGuys, BeatMeOffGuys.com, and redirect it to BetDSI. Mm-hmm.
Just to help them out.
You know what? Look. If you buy that and it redirects there, then like we can just say beatmeoffguys.com and we don't even have to say BetDSI anymore because we're technically still
driving traffic.
I haven't talked to anyone in that company in months. So I don't even know if we have a contract.
We haven't gotten a check in a year.
but hey, they're the premier sports betting website on the internet. They got an easy use mobile app it's called the Fun Play Win app. I think so.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I don't think so. But you go on the app store and you download the app, and this is really fucking great, guys. My grandson showed me how to spend how to spend my Social Security check.
Ronaldo Finkmullen Jr.
Yeah, how to spend my Social Security check betting on jousting events. Medieval times. The only sport I'm into is jousting. and my grandson Ronaldo Fink Jr.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the first one was
Ronaldo Fink.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not my son, but it's my grandson Ronaldo Fink Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm kind of disappointed he wasn't named after his grandfather.
Pretty fucked up,
you know.
Pretty fucked up of your infant son.
I'm glad he died in that beer fire. Anyways, you can bet on.
Yes, you can, folks, on BetTheIslast.com.
You can bet on a lot of shit. What, you fucking sports games? You got that over
Whether
there.
Whether a child exists or not.
No, uh-huh. You can bet on the pictures, you know, uh-huh. Which picture is going to win the best fucking one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what's Donald Trump going to say next?
Oh, my God.
Well, I got an idea.
I think that was literally one of the things you could bet on.
Really?
Yeah, what imagine being that much next? Of a fucking dork. Well, how many times is Trump going to tweet? Ooh, I can't wait to bet money on this.
That was, like, during the Super Bowl, right? They said, how many times is he going to tweet during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways, they got a lot of stuff you can bet on. They got great customer service. 24-hour. You know, a lot of these companies, they may only have 24-6 customer service.
Or 25.
24. And what does 24-7 mean? 247 days out of a year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
247 days? Those other whatever amount of days?
And they're not scheduled.
That's how I say it.
A chance. So yeah. You bet on whether or not they're going to be open. You find out the hard way.
The very hard way.
Yeah.
You catch our drift.
Beat me off, guys.
Beat me off, guys.
Well, speaking of...
But what are our picks?
Last week I said that the Buffalo Bills wouldn't win a game this year, and they were 16.5-point dogs to the Minnesota Vikings on the road.
And they beat them. Josh Allen, dude.
And Josh Allen.
The Church of Josh Allen.
Josh Allen won, so that was count that as the Friedland blessing.
Here's what I'm saying.
Buffalo.
Okay, the Ravens beat the Broncos outright, and I may have said not to take them because we were getting points, but this time against the Steelers... Bet your whole fucking house on it, man. The Ravens have never lost to the Steelers, and they never will. But more importantly, I think what you were getting at, Adam, is that if you're really a Cumtown fan, you will bet everything on the 49ers winning the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
Because Jimmy Garoppolo is injured, which
and
means
Nathan, Beat Hard.
Their new quarterback
is a guy named Beat Hard.
And you know who's backing him up? A guy named Nick Mullins.
Oh, yeah. Nick Mullins.
Mullins for the 49ers.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are our picks, guys.
So if this Beat Hard guy doesn't work out because of Jimmy Garoppolo's ACL, we're going to get Nick Mullins in there.
I like that we're terrible at the actual predictions where people can make money, but then the fun ones like the Catholic Church is going to fuck a bunch of kids again and Drake's a pedophile.
I mean,
don't bet on any of the things we say during the read. Wait until we make predictions later. And then find a way to bet on those.
That's right.
Look.
And when you're doing it, use promo code CUM120.
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 CUM120. I'm going to see if they can change that to CUM41.
That'd be tight. Yeah. And you still get
120% bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know.
Yeah, we covered it last time.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already did this read last time. That's how that works.
Yeah.
I just go listen to the other one. The commercial's already playing. The last time we did the show. God damn. I really, you know what? I was like, they tell you you get like dumber as you get older, which is true. I definitely am becoming dumber.
Me too.
Which seems like it would be depressing, but it does
make it awesome, dude.
It's everything's so much funnier.
I love being
stupid. You don't give a shit about fuck.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I love.
So anyway.
Come 120, and you get 120% bonus on your deposit. So you put in $200, you get...
$4,000.
Something like that.
You're going to get mad at you for eating, Nick.
BetDSI.com. We're back.
All right.
And we're back. We should do a whole episode that's just one horrible read. We should do an hour-long horrific read, dude. I thought about that, actually.
Try and sell that to companies. Is like, look, we'll do an entire podcast episode.
Yep.
And then you get it. Make sure you get the money first, because you would charge them like $50,000.
Yeah. And then most of it is about how if you can mm-hmm. bet on Drake wants to rape an old child, a child that looks like an old woman or something.
Yeah. Hold on.
Damn.
Anyways, we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. And we went. Back. Me and Adam went to see Paul Simon.
God, I'm so jealous.
Are you?
I am.
To stand the whole time.
Ooh, never mind.
Yeah, 3 hours, two encores.
No, I would have brought my own little chair, dude.
Well, yeah, there was a blanket section. It was all these like shitty ass baby boomers like taking up way too much room. Mm. Like two of them to like a huge blanket. It was very annoying. But
yeah,
the show was amazing.
How about a guy that thinks baby boomer means pedophile?
Yeah.
And he hears all these people identifying as baby boomers, and he's a pedophile, so he's like, oh, we can just... He's like, yeah, I'm a baby boomer. He's trying to like, high-five people. And then he's like showing them child porn on the phone. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He's a
25-year-old man. Hey, boomers. Going to VFW hall with just a bunch of child porn
yeah,
to
right.
show him.
At the Paul Simon concert, yeah. Showing everyone child porn on his phone.
Yeah.
Like, baby boomers.
Everybody was booming. Baby booming kids' asses.
There was a lot of guys and his wife there, you know, like guys with their like wives yeah. who's recently sexually liberated 65-year-old women with their just huge sagging titties, like doing
what do you
those,
mean recently sexually liberated?
Like just women being like, ah, it's amazing out here. You know, you know, like those kind of women just doing their like really embarrassing
dances.
Yeah,
those
dances.
Kind of women saying it's amazing out here.
I honestly do not know what you mean. I'm not trying to even make fun of you.
Yeah, I don't.
But
yeah.
I don't know that kind of woman.
Just women there, sighing too loud.
Are there
loud
a bunch
like
of old
that?
Bitches that start fucking at 65?
Yeah, you know that you know have new like sexual awakenings. Because
I'm hopeful of that for my mom. I want that for my mother.
But
do you know any of those?
Nick
women?
And I did have a genuinely good, unironically good time. And then right after the show, we saw a 13-year-old boy who'd clearly just had a growth spurt, holding hands with his mom, and we just snapped out of it.
Shout out to that kid. If you guys can figure out who that kid is based on that, Paul Simon concert, grown apart. You're so good at finding people. Please find that kid.
Yeah, Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Which, by the way, that guy Ian already heard. That me discussed.
Oh, Ian from Boston?
Ian from New Bedford.
Yeah, Madison. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Already, you're...
Nick, you were fucking shitting on me on
the
show?
I don't think he's upset at all, but he said he wants to come on the show, so...
Yeah, we'll have him on.
Well, yeah.
I already forgot
who
that guy
yeah,
was.
If we want to go up to Massachusetts in, like, 2 weeks and do an episode yeah. with Ian, I would love to have him on the show.
To go up to Massachusetts
to
for him?
No, I got business up there anyways. I got a place.
You got a business?
Yeah, yeah, I got business.
Nice.
What kind of business?
Don't worry about it. There's plenty of shit that I
oh,
do.
Oh, I know about your business.
To make money on the side.
Don't talk about it.
People don't know about it.
Yeah. What was I
going to
say?
Wait, are we going to Japan in 2 weeks?
It's before that. It's okay. Actually in 3 days.
We're going to Japan tomorrow.
That's what I meant by in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Please suck my penis.
Maybe 5 days? I don't know.
Who knows?
28th or something. Yeah, we should go up there and do one with Ian. Mm-hmm. So really, the only thing I was worried about is people figuring out who he was and like giving him shit. But it doesn't seem like people are doing that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's make sure.
Yeah.
By having
wait, did people figure out who he was, or he just randomly heard it?
Immediately, people figured.
Just from his first name.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are these people?
I don't know.
That is crazy.
Oh damn! Are they going to cyberbully Mr. Aziz? Yeah,
yeah. Hopefully.
Damn.
You say I am a faggot.
It says Mr. Aziz. Is fagot.
And I had to be like, I had to like not laugh in his face.
De Blasio introduced Paul Simon and got booed.
Really?
People were like, fix the fucking trains.
Shouts out to young De Blasio, dude.
Shouts out to Dante De Blasio.
How about De Blast My Hole?
De Blast
what?
My Hole?
Yeah. What's his first name?
Bill?
Reginald?
Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Giovanni De Blas, my hole.
Giovanni De Blasio would be a great mayor's name, dude.
Well, De Blasio is a fake name.
It is?
Yeah, his real name's like William, like
what?
Wilhelm or something. Yeah, something like fucked
it's
up.
It's German.
Yeah, he's got a German.
Really?
Name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
De Blasio is like a completely fake name he came up with.
Well, it was like his stepdad or something, wasn't it?
He didn't have a stepdad.
Nah, he was reading the names
his
on the
wife,
sides
yeah,
of spaghetti.
His wife's that's not actually sauces. His wife. Yeah.
That's not actually. He's in witness protection.
Yeah.
He's just posing as the mayor.
Dude, I'm gonna change my name to Giovanni de Blasio, dude. Mm-hmm.
Dude, people are still engaging in like Julia Salazar, like apologia, which I don't.
Dude,
get.
Dude, she's definitely mentally ill.
She already won.
Yeah, I know.
So
and she
like,
won.
Stop apologizing for her. She's right. Like a liar.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
To decide. Like
I can understand not wanting to say anything prior to the election, thinking it might have some fucking impact. But
yeah,
like she's clearly just misrepresented like a bunch of shit.
Oh yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I want liars on my side too.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the point. Is like I would have voted for her still, like because her platform I agreed with more than the guy that like took all the like was the biggest recipient of real estate lobby funds in like the state senate or whatever.
But hell yeah.
Yeah, I would have voted for, like, the crazy girl liar.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I would like some terrible Democrats who want to, like, do bad
things. She wasn't lying about anything, like, substantive. It was all, like, just weird identity shit.
But
it was like, I'm from Colombia.
She probably smashed Keith Hernandez, which is cool as shit.
Cool.
Keith Hernandez.
He's a Mets legend.
Yeah, and he probably fucks good,
too.
Do
you ever listen?
Well, no, if you take that, like.
He's got a cat named Tito.
No, it wasn't that she had sex with him.
If you take, like, the least.
She called his bank.
Yeah, the least, like.
That's pretty funny.
Favorable reading of the situation as far as like she's concerned,
mm-hmm.
then what she did was like pretend to be his wife to steal money from her bank account.
Damn.
And like call up the bank pretending
scammers.
To be his wife.
That's some insta thought shit.
But she then countersued the wife and then they settled. But the wife was also dying of cancer. It's a mess.
That's not good optics, brother.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
How about boptics?
Ooh.
And it's what?
You looking down and getting your dick sucked. I love boptics. I love good boptics.
Bop.
It's glasses, but on the inside, it's just on the bottom.
It always looks like I'm getting my dick sucked. The inside of my glasses. That would be incredible, dude.
Look, everybody call up your local lens crafters. Ask them if they're all
boptics.
When they say, what's boptics, describe it to them.
Yeah, it's a kind of glasses.
Yeah.
Oh my
god. It looks like you're getting your dick.
That is the stupidest shit.
Dude, that rules. I want
that
boptics.
Is the stupidest.
I want to always be looking at my. It's like bifocal.
Fuck you. It's not stupid, dude.
Dude, that's the most brilliant
shit
I've ever heard
so
in my
much
life.
Money. I would be one of the Shark Tank guys.
Let's go on Shark Tank.
No, I would
boptics.
Be one of the money guys.
You would pass.
Yeah.
Even pitching it.
No, yeah. I would be one of the sharks. Yeah.
You'd be Mr.
Be like, this man made $18 billion on boptics. the boptics empire.
Can we scam our way onto Shark Tank, dude? And just do some stupid
to do a
shit?
Pitch?
Yeah.
You pitch boptics?
Yeah, of course, dude.
God
you can pitch the Blinken's Hog.
Yeah, we got a lot of ideas, dude.
Blinken Hog.
Blinken Hog. Boptics.
Mark Cuban, Dallas Mavericks, how are you doing? I've got an idea for you.
I'll be like, yo, this is funny, man. Mr. Wonderful is also my penis's name. And then we're in with him already. That's his name, right? Mr. Wonderful?
Mr. Penis?
Mr. Wonderful?
Isn't that the looks like fat
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah,
Queen?
Yeah, the Canadian guy, the bald guy.
He's gay, right?
He's gay?
No, my name is also, my penis's name is Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful, Kevin, whatever.
Wait, Mr. Clean?
No,
the guy from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin O'Leary.
Kevin O'Leary, the one that looks Jewish but isn't.
He's O'Leary. He's Irish.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, what I was going to say is I will endear myself to him by being like, this is crazy. My penis is
Wait, stop.
Is
did
Mr.
you say
Wonderful.
He's gay? Did you?
He seems gay. Is
did you
gay?
Allege he's gay?
I did.
I think that should just be our stance as the show.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think he is because he acts gay.
He's like bitchy.
He's bitchy. Yeah.
How about you go on Shark Tank?
Your business is never going to work.
You go
Your
on
business is canceled.
You go on Shark Tank. You go
yeah,
on Shark
good idea, sis.
You go on Shark Tank and your business idea is a gaydar, and you just point it at him. He's like, beep, 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 beep. He's like, what the fuck? And then, like, you know, Mark Cuban will be like, I don't know if I want to buy this. And you point it at him. He's like, beep, 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 beep. He's like, maybe I do. Maybe I do.
They did that on the Sacha Baron Cohen with pedophiles with Roy
that
Moore.
That was so yeah. fucking
what did
funny.
They have? They had a pedophile gun?
It was like a pedophile door. Yeah. And then he was like, I'm sorry. This must be malfunctioning.
And every time Roy Moore would just be part of shit. And he's like, oh, you're wearing somebody else's jacket? Or
he's like, have you had your jacket all day? You've been wearing it.
It was really funny.
That's funny.
Suck my fucking penis. Damn, is that an airport from above?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
Fuck the Detroit airport, by the way.
Aerial photography.
Detroit airport, I thought, is kind of nice. No. I was there.
It
must have
been crazy
ago.
To be like a bombardier in like World War II. I mean, even now, it's fucked up because you. With like the Apache shit where you just kill people in infrared.
Yeah.
But to like drop bombs on a city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, damn.
You're like, this sucks.
My bad. Yeah. just killing so many people.
Yeah.
What was I loved it. Paul Tibbetts.
As long as they were crouched.
What's that guy's name, right?
Yeah. That's
You're going, what's that guy's name? Paul Tibbetts?
No, but I didn't know his name. It's a terrible tick of mine.
Paul Tibbetts is the guy that flew the Enola Gay who dropped dropped the bomb and never apologized for it. Is like glad to this day that he did it. Used to do reenactments of himself. He would fly the plane and wave to people, and he's like, and that's how I killed the Japs. Yeah, he loved that shit.
That's awesome, dude. You know what? Respect to him.
No way.
Respect
dude.
To him.
Respect
believing
to the
in
Japanese
himself.
Culture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You know what? No respect to him.
No respect to him.
I changed
dude.
My name. Idea. Fuck Paul Tibbetts.
We're pro Jap.
Suck my tidbits, Paul Tibbetts. That's what I say. And we're pro the Japonois.
The Japonais?
It's Nipponese in French. That's what they call it.
Nippon.
Yeah.
Nippon? Well, that's what it's called in
that's what,
Japanese.
That's what Weeaboo is called Japan.
Really?
Yeah, they call it.
It was Nippon.
Oh, fuck.
What's wrong, dude?
This thing came unplugged. It's fine.
Is it still recording?
It's still going, but it's just unplugged in.
Dude, you're being rough, dude.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to make sure this shit doesn't fucking turn off while we're doing the show.
That's true. But a warning.
Anyways, MacWeldon.com. You've heard about them. You've worn them. If you haven't worn them, take off the underwear you're wearing right now, throw them out, and go to MacWeldon.com. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest underwear companies in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They searched far and wide to the dark jungles of Africa.
The heart of darkness.
The dark country of Africa.
The dark continent.
Dark jungles of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
All of the dark, every dark.
Also in Nippon.
Every dark ass place in the world they've gone to source the most premium ass fabrics.
Dark.
And other places, and also other places.
Some of the most junglest ass places you've ever been. To find the most smart designs and premium fabrics and simple shopping. Their website comes straight from the Papua New Guinean tribe of the Dudu Pichu people. None of them stand over 5 feet tall. They're a warrior clan that believes a child's penis must be ripped off by a toucan before you can progress into adulthood.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that's...
They went even to those guys.
It's a rite of passage.
The good fabric.
So these guys, they live in constant pain because their dick has been ripped off by a bird, a colorful bird without medicine. Mm. So they know the importance of good underwear.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And they can't procreate, so they have to continuously steal people from other tribes to join their tribe.
None of these people have families.
Otherwise,
they've all been kidnapped.
They've been kidnapped into the tribe.
By Irish nuns.
Yeah.
And you know why they stick around? How good that fucking underwear feels
it's
on that nub, that ripped off nub cock.
Imagine. If you're cockless, Mac Weldon underwear is amazing.
Irish orphan life, living in a jungle, knowing your dick's about to get ripped off
your
by
Angela's
a
ashes.
And the only thing you have to look forward to is Mac Weldon underwear. That is the only reason you don't put a sharpened stick of bamboo in your mouth and then jump face first off a short branch. The only way to quote unquote blow your brains out in the dark jungles of the world.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking, those guys fucked up. Toucan bitten dicks might smell bad.
Yeah.
But guess what?
My Mac Weldon underwear is naturally antimicrobial. Mm-hmm. What's that mean?
Oh, it means they got them special fabrics that suck off all the odor and make you smell good and you're fresh as hell.
You won't smell like that dark-ass jungle anymore, that's mm-hmm. for sure. And that's their silver line of shirts and underwear.
That's right.
But they got a lot of stuff. Crew necks.
Tank tops.
Tank tops. Socks.
Socks.
Underwear of the feet,
mm-hmm.
as they're known.
Yep.
To be called. I think they have a duffel bag.
That's good shit.
They did at one point.
Yep.
Anyways, go to MacWeldon.com and use promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN, to receive either 20 or 25% off your order.
Mm-hmm. We covered it last
time. I mean,
time.
That email was so far buried in there, and we've been doing the same read for a year and a half, so I don't mm-hmm. know. It's either 20. Look, we'll say, to be safe, we'll say 20%, but the underwear is great, so go ahead and...
And then if you don't fucking like it, complain.
You complain, call them up, and say, hey, mm-hmm. I thought the toucan came with the underwear. Yeah. I'm trying to get my shit ripped off. They'll refund you, no questions asked, you can keep the underwear.
Mm-hmm.
They might ask, I don't know, they might ask you, like, what your name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, what your, you know, credit card information was.
Yeah.
That you bought the underwear with.
I can't even smell that because I'm wearing antimicrobial underwear.
We're back.
Yes, they have a guarantee that your farts will be odorless.
I would love to work in one of those places where it's like, if you don't receive a smile, your meal is free. And then uh-huh. the person behind the counter is like some minimum wage employee.
Uh-huh.
And then get hired and make a point of not smiling.
Bankrupt the company.
And just put them out of business. Day one.
Yeah.
They're
fuck
like,
fuck you.
On the register.
Suck my dick, bitch.
I always think it's very demeaning.
Nah, this ain't your father's Boston Market, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I always think it's pretty demeaning how they make people like in service sing for people.
What, a Cold Stone Creamery?
Yeah, and at like Applebee's or whatever.
They don't
like
sing for you at Applebee's.
Yeah, happy birthday. Oh, and shit. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like my little penis.
I forgot about the birthday shit.
Yeah.
But they can't sing happy birthday because it's licensed by two old bitches.
Yeah, they got
to
do that.
I would love some like fucking mom to come up to somebody at a restaurant and be like, it's my son's birthday. And then a waiter would be like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Who gives a shit? Can I have the tip now?
Yeah, tip me now. I'm about to leave. I don't feel like finishing your food.
I'm just going to bring
my tip.
I'm going home.
Your shit's probably going to be like around $60, so I don't know. Give me like
give it 15 cash.
Can I have the tip now? Give it to me.
Hi, I'll be your waiter, and if you could tip me right now, I'd really appreciate this guy as
Listen,
soon as
I'm
they come
to
in.
Get out of here.
Dude, look, the only thing I'm waiting on is your tip, so.
I'm going to bring your check.
We do
check.
Like a tip up front thing here at Outback.
I'm
because it's upside downville, because it's like Australia, where everything's the opposite. So you got to tip me up front.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for everything to be the opposite in Australia on our tour.
Listen,
guys.
Bitch, I'm what I like to refer to as an entrepreneurian.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. I'm trying to see tips. Cash on the fucking barrel. You want that food
mm-hmm.
hot? $20 at least.
Up top, bitch.
Right up front.
I need to know how to treat you.
For whatever reason, I'm wearing a thong. They can put
the yeah, you're whale tailing.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it right in that crack.
Yeah, I'm a good waiter.
You see your ass a little bit.
Oh, fuck.
That would be nice, man.
Yeah.
I would love that kind of dining experience.
Yeah. It's like Dick's Last Resort, but it's like what if a restaurant's theme is like irony.
Yeah. We should do an irony restaurant pop-up.
That'd be cool. Here come your French fries.
Psych, bitch.
Psych. And they're like, okay, but when are the French fries coming? Like, just now. Psych. And then you bring the French fries at the end of the meal.
Ooh.
They're like, I don't get it. They're like, I don't either. Nobody really gets irony.
Yeah, yeah. There's oh, yeah, you want a hot meal? It's cold.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Psych. Excuse me, you spelled the N-word with my French fries? Psych. Just saying the N-word and then psych.
It's a regular restaurant with pretty good food. just a way for you to be racist. No, it's you just serve good chicken parms.
Right,
you
yeah. just say it's a macaroni grill.
I'm going to Carrabba's.
Say the N-word and say psych.
You just work at Macaroni Grill. And you're like, yes, I'm doing a little irony restaurant pop-up. I got a job at Carrabba's.
I say the N-word while I'm on the clock. It's a pilot program.
Nah, hold on, it's a theme.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, yeah, that would be great.
Ooh, baby, I like gay sex. Oh, baby, I like gay sex.
Does Joe's Crab Shack suck?
When it opened first in my town, when I was like 10, I used to think it was really nice and good.
What is it, just like a competitor to Red Lobster?
It's like more sit down and more fun.
And they got a bunch of like hippie bullshit in there.
Yeah, yeah, they wear like tie-dye shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they I think that was the first place I ever had popcorn shrimp.
Mm. I don't trust tie-dye.
You don't trust tie-dye in general?
No, in general, yeah.
Why?
Because it is like a boomer thing.
That's no, true. No, but it's back. Tie-dye's back in a big way. Yeah, Kanye's into it now.
Maybe I shouldn't trust you.
You shouldn't. I don't.
You know what,
I don't
dude? I hate
tie-dye.
To say this, but I like tie-dye also.
I like tie-dye too.
I shouldn't trust anybody.
Sorry, man.
I think a cool Grateful Dead tea.
Too many colors, man.
Too many colors.
I mean, you go one, maybe two colors max. Uh-huh.
Do you ever like the Dead?
What about the American flag?
One time I was doing
more than two colors.
I was doing mushrooms with.
What about the American flag? That's more than two colors.
Yeah, I don't like the American flag. Dude.
Whoa, what? You're not a patriot, bro?
No,
I think the American flag.
I love
is
it.
A
it's
hell
the most
of a
beautiful
flag.
Sight of all time.
I think the anthem sucks, but I think the flag
I
rocks.
I fart on that shit.
Mm. One time I was doing mushrooms with Jamel, and he was telling me he was like, in third grade, there was a kid in his class who was just like. A fucking deadhead. Like, he was just like, wear Grateful Dead shit every single day, like, go on tour with his parents. But it was like, you know, he'd do devil sticks and shit. But for some reason, because I was tripping, I thought that was like the funniest thing I'd ever
heard. That's really funny to be a little ass kid that loves the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
But that just means your parents are fucking losers that force you to like everything they like.
Yeah, they like fuck in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mom's pussy smells extra bad.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to all of our moms.
Well, my mom's pussy smells great, dude.
Yeah, his mom's pussy smells pretty
his
good.
His mom's pussy does smell
good. See,
good.
Thank you. Venetia. Thank you, guys.
I'm paying her a compliment.
Don't say her name when you talk about a pussy, man.
You've said it.
Oh, Adam, I fucked your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, I fucked your dad.
This episode's also brought to you by Barbara's Puffins peanut butter cereal.
Yeah, we said that earlier.
Since I'm eating on the mic the whole fucking time.
Yeah, they're going to like
I should
that.
At least explain to you how good this cereal is.
It is really good. Yeah.
I got mad as shit.
I cannot stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to a health food store once thinking that I'd have Puffins because you can't really get them everywhere else. And they did not have the peanut butter ones. And I threw a fit.
Peanut butter, I feel like, is their, like, that's their marquee brand.
Yeah, it's the rarest one.
It's not rare.
It definitely is more
No,
rare.
I feel like peanut butter
it's
is like their flagship.
It's Charizard, dude.
No, it's Charizard.
No, I feel like it's like their, you know, whatever.
No, it's not.
It's their Ford Focus.
They have regular Puffins.
They're flipping the most.
Charizard. You spell it out? Is that okay?
Yeah,
that's fine. That's probably not okay.
No,
yeah,
no,
you can,
it's
you can't.
But you don't really say.
You don't say it
don't
because
say
it wouldn't work
way.
As
it wouldn't
work
it wouldn't,
as the word.
As the word
it has to be spelled out.
So I think maybe it is better. It's
then,
better, but it's
it
not
be,
good.
If you were to spell it, it would be E N A Y E.
No, we don't have G-I-G-I.
G-I-G-I.
No, we don't have to do the math on this one.
I don't even get what you're doing.
Because it's not the N word is hard. It's this.
The N word is artist. Sounds funny though. But yes, I see where you're getting at.
Yes.
And what I think is, it's better than saying the N word, but not good.
Yes.
That's where I'll land on it.
I think it's good. I think it's good to say these things.
Oh, Adam, I love gay sex. Do you guys like my raspy, sexy voice? Do I sound like Scarlett Johansson?
This is just off the plane.
And this
voice.
Is you don't smoke. This is just from like what eating chocolates.
I smoked a lot of weed. I smoked a bunch of spliffs that were sort of tobacco and weed. But also just from being sick, I think.
That's the thing I miss most about drinking is you wake up in the morning and you just sound like Nick Nolte every day.
Yeah, dude, I was getting fucked up.
God damn it! I don't fucking. I ain't got time for this. Not spelling the N-word out bullshit. Ah, hell, just let me do the show the way I fucking want.
Young Nolte.
Why do people confuse him and Busey? Because they both had iconic
mugshots.
No, I don't
know what it is. I think it's because reality is a giant simulation, and there's certain like
Nolte looks like Bizarro.
There's programming.
Yeah,
that,
it was like what we were talking about with Basic Instinct and
yeah, like that, or how yeah. people confuse Helen Keller and Anne Frank. They're completely unrelated, but there's a
right.
lot of people. That
there's
confuse
some uh-huh. there's some weird shit in your brain that does that shit.
That just like connects.
But I don't think that's what's going
things.
On with Nolte and Busey. I think Busey looks like.
They look
Nick Nolte.
No, they look nothing alike.
They don't look that similar. But they both had like very iconic mug shots where they both looked like
shit. I think Busey looks like fucked up Nolte. That's what I say.
Busey's got like a big ass mouth.
Nolte used to be sexy as shit too, didn't he?
Nick Nolte?
He used to be a stud.
Yeah, and like Prince of Tides.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? It's like, you know, because everybody has unique fingerprints, mm-hmm. but everyone probably also has unique asshole creases.
So true.
And like, what if in the 1800s, that guy who came up with fingerprints was mm-hmm. like, gentlemen, I present to you a new method of identifying criminals. We use the silver nitrate photograph to take a picture of every man's anus. And we smear ink or just use their own fecal matter to press onto transition plate, and then we'll create a database of all the assholes.
Mm,
you know, we could have lived in that.
What if, yeah. brother?
What if?
That's what that show.
Dude, they're like, okay, but what's your idea for Shark Tank?
Yeah. I'm like, imagine if that guy did that. Yeah, well, that's my idea. That's a fucking funny thing.
But how is that a business? It's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you want to invest or not, motherfucker?
I thought I just said an idea and then you give me money for it.
Offers off the table. You take it off the table. Yeah. Offers off the table.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I think we're going to go. So.
You're out. You're out. I'm not taking it from you. The other three, anybody else want to get fucking. No. Want to run their fucking mouths?
Oh, yeah. I should have mentioned before, this isn't an idea for gay guys. So.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Wonderful. You're out, bitch.
If you're not a gay guy, maybe you're one of them.
That little guy, Kevin, or whatever the fuck's like, I'm not gay.
Who, Kevin Hart?
No. Isn't there a guy named Kevin?
Right. No, I don't think so.
Who's that little elf-looking guy?
Who are you talking about?
On Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
With Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
No, okay. What's the other guy's name?
Oh, yeah. He's like some Eastern European type of...
Is he?
He's in the... He's always... They're always like, he made millions in the technology industry. It's always very like...
How about that Mark guy? Tank? And it's just Mark Wahlberg. And you bring him the idea, and he's like... That's great. And then he just takes your idea and turns it into a business. Money.
That is probably what he does.
He just steals your business.
That's
idea.
Good.
Yeah, you're watching Mark Tank, a show where people come on, and then I take their ideas, and me and Donnie turn it into a business. And that's where Wahlburgers started.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was originally Jamal Burgers.
Yeah.
A guy named Jamal was like, uh-huh. I got a pun.
The Taj Mahal Burgers.
Taj Mahal Burgers also.
The Taj Mahal. And it's a Mark Wahlberg themed casino.
A Mark Wahlberg Taj Mahal themed casino. It's Mark Wahlberg. Picture him with like fucking.
Him stopping 9/11.
Yeah. Take that, you fucking sultans. To picture him with a turban.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thanks, man. I was gonna say scarf wrapped around his head when I was really struggling.
I'll be honest, man. Turbans, especially the ones with the jewel and
they're
the feather,
cool as fuck.
It seems like a good idea.
They look cool. Mm-hmm. I would love to wear.
I'm mad
a turban.
We didn't come up with that.
Yeah. Are people still dressing that way, Sultan style?
Yeah.
They're still doing that?
For the summer, that seems
Sinbad
like a good
pants?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Because it's flowing. It's flowing,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that would be a good fit.
I would look like a great, first of all, I would look like a great sultan.
They have like shirts that look like regular button-up shirts, but they just go to the knees.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then Sinbad pants and then the feather jewel thing. That is a good look.
Well, especially the long shirt. Indian guys wear that, and so you can get fat as shit and not have to tuck your shirt in
anymore. I love that.
It's a good idea.
I'm in on that.
Yeah, like, stop. You should get that.
My wife says to me, why haven't you tucked your shirt in? And it is because it is too long. She gets mad at me, but I have come up with a better way to. The shirt is just longer.
Have you been given any thought to like your look in Tokyo?
No.
No?
Probably the usual come on pants.
I'm gonna all black patent leather for me.
Yeah, same jeans.
Yeah, we gotta. I mean, like it's like kind of the it's like the fashion.
Not brushing my teeth the entire time. That's probably a look I'll go for.
I don't know. I think that we gotta look.
I love that when I go to a hotel. I'm like, can I get a toothbrush? They're like, we actually don't have any. I'm like, oh damn.
Shucks.
Yeah, I guess I just won't brush my teeth for 3 days. Joke's on me, I guess.
I honestly brush my teeth more regularly on the road.
Yeah, because you get those free brand new toothbrush feels every good. Day.
Yeah. And you know that
it's like sliding a brand new condom on your dick. You know what I mean? Nothing feels as good as
you
that.
Reuse condoms.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, man.
Were you wasting latex?
It's green. Yeah.
Everyone's talking about all these straws.
That's the thing, man. I prefer to find the condoms that are on the sidewalk because it's like, you know those ones work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody used
already
it.
Used it. Yeah. You know that's a good one.
With the new one, it's like, this thing could break. Who knows what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, everyone was talking about how straws are bad for sea turtles, but latex is even worse.
Yeah. Is that why people are mad at straws? Because they hurt turtles?
I think so.
Man, fuck turtles, dude. Yeah.
I did drink out of a paper straw, and I got to say, that shit sucked my
they
dick.
They suck, dude.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Make
why
it
the fuck? Who gives a shit about
they
turtles?
They disintegrate by the end of the drink.
What happens? It gets stuck in their nose or something?
No, I think it's just like the straws them. Are used once and then thrown out, and then they go straight to landfills.
They just go in your fucking house, bitch.
Yeah, so true.
So they have a shell.
Yeah. If your shell can't protect you from straws, you deserve to die.
You evolved wrong. I'm seriously. Yeah. That's the whole point of the
I
shell.
I don't think it's turtles. Is it turtles?
I don't fucking know, man.
They were saying that... Wasn't it the six pack like the plastic rings for six packs? You have to cut them because
It would get stuck on a dolphin's nose.
Dolphins, yeah,
fucking stupid.
And it's like
dolphins.
They're supposed to be as smart as we are, right?
Yeah, they'd suck each other's cocks. You think they'd know?
They have
not
gay.
To fucking,
they have gay sex.
You
in
think
each
they
other
would know how to avoid? Oh, you know, maybe that's probably what it is. They keep trying to fuck those things.
Yeah,
their little cocks.
They're very
they get
horny.
Stuck on their cocks. Then when you suck another dolphin's dick, your nose gets stuck while sucking its dick.
Interesting.
Okay, that makes sense then. Yeah.
They fuck each other's blowholes, dude. Mm-hmm. They're horny ass animals.
Does that feel good getting your blowhole fucked?
They do it for pleasure.
Only the dolphin fucking feels good, though, right? The dolphin getting fucked, its blowhole doesn't have.
Well, I think it's about kind of submitting power to the other dolphin.
You think so animals are into BDSM?
Yeah, I think it feels good to be a bottom. I think you can bottom from the top. I think
you
that
keep
is,
talking about that, and I think that's more just kind of like...
bottoming from the top.
It's kind of like your thing, man.
Yeah, of course, dude. But I learned it from the dolphin.
I'm so mad about these turtles.
Why are you mad about
because
the turtles?
Like I thought there was a better
Stott,
reason for we
Stott
can't have straws anymore
no,
than
mean,
fucking turtles are hurt.
I don't think it's just
no,
turtles.
No, I think that it's that you use a straw once and then it just goes into a landfill and doesn't disintegrate for thousands of years or whatever.
So
it's like styrofoam.
So there's a lot of shit.
Yeah, they're trying to cut out styrofoam.
Landfills
too.
Aren't a fucking problem. You know how many places should be landfills?
Philly.
Yeah, there's one.
What?
Take that
let's good up. Comedy theater.
Israel. Let's turn Israel.
All right,
Israel.
Yeah. That's two. All right, we got to go to the show, guys.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
What time is it?
We got to go to Funny Moms.
What time is it?
It's like 7 something.
Oh, shit. I forgot I got to pick up laundry.
You got well, time. Do it tomorrow. Do you have time? It's 7:15. We got to go.
What do you mean?
Okay.
The show's at 9 o'clock.
It's at
it's
8.
Not, it's at 8, dude.
It's
we do it at the same time every week.
It's been at 8 for like 6 months.
How the fuck do you not know what time
so,
our show is?
All right, everyone. Come to Funny Moms on the 8th, October 8th.
It's our last one until November.
I will also be at the Stress Factory on the 3rd for Bonnie McFarlane's show. She started a show there. So come out to that.
In New Brunswick.
I forgot how far it was when I agreed, but Bonnie
it is
rocks.
Far.
So I'm doing it anyway. And she also...
It's not that far, dude.
How far is it?
It's like midway between here and Philly.
It's like 2 hours, isn't it? Is it less than that?
No, it's less than that. If you take the train, it's
the Stress Factory?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe an hour and something on the
train. I mean, I've been there. I could just tell you, but...
Please tell me.
No, Adam wants to tell. Adam wants to discuss where he thinks it is.
Rutgers University.
If I drive, how long will it take me?
Just take the train, dude.
Really? Is that
correct? Yeah. Just take New Jersey Transit out there.
Okay. Maybe I will.
And then the train lets you off like really close to the comedy club.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. And then if you are in Australia, please come see us in Sydney on the 23rd, Melbourne on the 26th, Brisbane on the 28th, and then
We have some southern dates, but we don't know when they are.
Yeah, sorry, we forgot to look those up.
Nashville, I think, is the November 11th.
11th, really?
I think.
That's pretty soon after Japan.
Yeah, we get back on the road immediately after. We have a week off. So, oh, wow. Anyway, yeah, fuck you. Suck my fucking dick, you piece of shit. Bye.
Bye.